Joining me now in the studio, an excellent friend to both the island and also Live 89.5, Sue Altman, a board member of Phuket, has been good to us. Sue, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Chris. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful now that I have seen your beautiful smiling face. You always light up a room. And it's so amazing. You do so much amazing work. All is volunteer. So just very quickly, you are the board member for Phuket has been good to us. And the organization is came in after the tsunami and, you know, helped these underprivileged Thai students learn English. Because, of course, very important, especially with the ASEAN merger coming at the end of the year. English is going to be a big part of that. And you told me you started with about 120 students?
Yeah, we started off in the Kalim school because we realized after that had been rebuilt after the tsunami that it was a lovely school, lots of equipment and no English being taught. So there were 124 children we started with and that was sort of the year after the tsunami. And now we teach over 1,100 children in three schools, starting from kindergarten all the way up through high school.
Wow, that is amazing too. Because you've been with the organization since the beginning, so to have seen it grow this entire time must just be so amazing and rewarding too.
It's wonderful because a lot of the children have gone all the way through from being in primary school and then going into high school, and some of them, you know, have gone on to jobs where they wouldn't have been able to get those jobs if they didn't have some English, which they now have, of course.
And these are taught in government schools. So without these teachers, without Phuket has been good to us, there would be no English offered at all.
No, well, what happens is every school apparently is supposed to have an English teacher, but they can't all afford it. So it just doesn't happen properly. So we go in with qualified English teachers and it becomes part of the curriculum. So it's not just sort of a little add-on or anything. And we have our teachers come in and they work also with the Thai teachers. And it's proved very, very, very good.
And you do such amazing work for the children of Thailand, Phuket specifically, but you do not receive any funding from the government. So to get the funding, what Phuket has been good to us does is puts on these amazing events a couple times a year. I remember I was at your party at Bliss earlier this year. Absolutely stunning. And you have another mind-blowing event coming up on Friday, September the 11th at Trisara. Tell us about the event.
Well, we did this event last year and it was such a success. On the evening, I actually said to the group, Fivera, will you come back next year? And put them on the spot. And they had a great night as well. And they said, yes, we will come back. They're a very, very busy group. They travel internationally all the time. But they've scheduled this in for us. And they're flying down from Bangkok, especially for this one evening for us.
That is beautiful. So they are, it's a band. It's a pop opera band. So really kind of all-encompassing genres too. Everyone can get involved. Everyone loves classical music, a little bit of pop thrown in there. So just a really fun night.
Well, I think what was great at the end of last year, a lot of the men who had been dragged along by their wives came up and said, yeah, Sue, this was just amazing. We were expecting to be sitting there being bored by opera all night. And it just wasn't. I mean, this group, they move through the audience. They really are sensational singers. I mean, it's just scary that you sit there and you listen to them. And whether you're a person who doesn't like opera, thinks, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to go and sit and watch opera all night, this is going to be a fabulous event because Trisara, of course, are also putting on a brilliant, brilliant meal, and that's included in the price of the ticket and or the donation, as we call it. And it will be a great night.
Well, and you know, you shared with me your philosophy about these events and about raising money for this really deserving cause. And rather than just having an event that you go to because you need to support the charity, you put on these fantastic events that are fun that just happen to go to a good cause. So you would want to go to these events regardless of whether it was going to a good cause or not, but because it is, just makes it even better. And I think that is such a great way to put on these events.
Well, I think that people on the island got sick of just going to balls and things like that, you know. And so we try and always put on an event that's a little bit different and that hopefully will get people coming along to the event and, okay, yes, it is for the charity and it's for us to make money for the charity, but we want them to feel like they want to come to the event. And when we do things like Bliss, the same as the Trisara, the night at the opera, and then later on in the year we've got Black Tie Muay Thai again, which we were discussing earlier.
Yes, very excited and, for that.
So, yeah, it should be, it's fun. Fun events we like to have.
Absolutely. And this is going to be a very fun event happening Friday, September the 11th at Trisara. It is a night at the opera kicking off at 7 p.m. The tickets are only 4,500 baht a piece, which is so amazing for a show, a dinner at a beautiful resort. And, you know, you get to support such a good cause as well.
And if people do want tickets, they go to events@trisara.com.
Sue, I'm so excited for this event.
I think it's going to be a great night again, and I'm looking forward to it. I loved it last year, and luckily I get to go again this year.
Absolutely, and you have some amazing prizes up for grabs this year as well.
We do. People are fantastic. They donate wonderful prizes. We've got some fantastic prizes, really, from all around the world, in hotels, resorts, and everything. I won't go through them all, but people on the night can bid for these prizes. We have a special thing where we do one on the middle of the table, and people can bid for the prize in the middle of the table. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you also have a lot of really great sponsors that are involved in this event and all of your events. Such amazing companies on the island.
We do. We have a lot of food and beverage supporters who look after us all of the time. And I have to say, Class Act Media, of course, they support every one of our events. And whether it's Phuket Live TV or the Phuket News, you know, I mean, it's just great. And of course, your own live radio. No, we really do appreciate it. Without people like Class Act Media and the other suppliers, we wouldn't be able to run these events.
Well, you do such amazing work, and by us supporting you makes us feel like good people too. So I am all for it.
Thanks, Chris.
And I want to talk more about Phuket Has Been Good to Us, because, you know, you do that. You're really important in government schools, three on the island now, teaching over 1,000 students. But you also mentioned to me about a school in Kamala where you go above and beyond that, actually having evening and weekend programs and kind of courses there as well.
Okay, well, what that is in the Kamala school where we do teach, and it's a very big school. And there is a dormitory there, and there's 130 children ranging from about 6 years old up to 18. Now, we've been looking after or helping with them ever since we started. Even though you sort of say 130 children, as they move on, still more children seem to come in.
Of course.
And it's a shame that there has to be a place like that. These children are either orphans or their parents are unable to care for them themselves. And rather than them just living at the school and having no other outlet, we run an after-school and weekend program called Coconut Club. We do swimming on the weekends. Bliss Beach Club run a birthday party every couple of months for them, for any of the kids that have had birthdays in that time.
Wow.
And we have helpers come in and they do cooking, they do games, they do different sports and things. So that's to give activities to these children. And in some ways, it's a real benefit for these children because they're having their normal English lessons with us and they get additional chance of working with people on the after school and weekends.
Absolutely. You totally just gave me goosebumps talking about that. That is such a 'cause it really is enriching their lives as well, because, you know, it's important for their livelihood and their future to learn English. But for those children specifically to have something to do outside of school and just kind of make their lives more exciting is just such an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's wonderful when you see the kids too. You know, I mean, they just love it.
And we're talking about getting involved in Phuket Has Been Good to Us. You know, the night at the opera is a really great way to both enjoy the event and also have your money go towards a good cause, because 100% of it goes to Phuket Has Been Good to Us. But you can also make other donations. And you mentioned that you can donate specific things for the teachers as well, which is so cool, because then you can actually see the practicality of exactly where your money is going.
Well, some people don't like just to give money. They want to know where it's going.
Yes.
So on our website, which is www.phukethasbeengoodtous.org, you'll find a wish list. Now, our teachers, they put different items on that of things that they would like to have in their classrooms, certain books, certain different tools and things. So people can say, well, look, I'd like to buy that particular item. And then they know where their money is actually going.
Which is really lovely because, you know, there's like Phuket has been good to us. It's such an amazing charity and, you know, such wonderful people running it. But I think over the years with the with some scandals, people have kind of been a little bit disheartened by some of the larger charities that have that people feel betrayed by. So it's really great to see not only do you have such an amazing team that is totally devoted to the cause, but also for people who are a bit skeptical, you can see exactly where your money is going. You don't have to worry about anything.
Well, that's it. And I think we all agree that, yes, there's been a lot of different charities, even here on this island, that have come and gone over the years. And now that we've been around for quite a while, since 2006, people know that we're stable, we're here. Most people know what we do. And it's important that if you're going to donate money, you know that it's actually going to get to where you hope it's going.
Absolutely. But if anyone has any doubts, just grab a hold of Sue at the Night at the Opera and have a little chat, because it's enough to make you passionate about this cause. I know I certainly am now. Thank you so much for coming in. Again, the event is happening Friday, September the 11th at Trisara, 7 p.m., low price of 7,500 baht donation. And if you want to book tickets, you can call Trisara at 076-310-291. That's 076-310-291, or email events@trisara.com. Trisara spelled T-R-I-S-A-R-A. Sue, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for your time, and thanks for being passionate about what we're passionate about.
Well, it's your passion, Sue. Your passion makes me passionate. Thank you so much.